I'm speaking in my native language there. And that's the way we spoke for hundreds of years, perhaps even thousands of years. Maybe since the days of Babylon, back in the Middle East. I don't know how we came about to this country here, but I thank God that we came here. And I thank God for all the blessings that we've gotten here in America. And it's good to be an American. It's good to be a Christian as well. But it's good to be an American, like I say, here in this country. Whatever Bin Laden thinks of us, that's besides the point. It's good to be an American. And it's good to be here in Florida. And it's good to see all the Americans here, too. There's a song that I wrote. As a matter of fact, not too far from here. We used to travel up and down Interstate 10 and 75. And this is my eldest son, Chunky. He was just a little boy. And my two younger ones, they were just little babies. And they got tired of being in the car all day, coming from South Florida all the way up into Alabama and sometimes up into Oklahoma. And I wrote a song thinking of my boys. And also, I had a little dream about Chief Osceola one time, too. And Chief Osceola said, "Won't you write us a song?" Because we love America, we love Florida, and Florida is our home. I wrote this song called Gator Country Blues. Are we getting our sound? My boys are singing a country song about a place we call home. Driving by Tallahassee, thinking about the Everglades. Got an gator country blues in my soul. Gator country blues in my soul. Way up there in Oklahoma, for me it's too cold. Play a little bit of it.
eat prime bread, lots of corn old buffet, way down in the Everglades, where Andrew Jackson don't bother with me. God's nature never fades. I got them gator country blues in my soul. Gator country blues in my soul. Way up there in Oklahoma, for me it's too cold. Way up there in Oklahoma, for me it's too cold.
Thank you, Shinabish. Good friend of mine. He's up there in heaven with Hank Williams, probably. Probably having a good time writing songs and maybe singing songs. Well, he wrote a song about Wild Hog. I heard it earlier today here on this stage. You know, when it comes to Wild Hog, I really love that kind of stuff, that kind of meat. And I wrote a song about it. On the same thoughts as Will McLean. And I hope he doesn't roll in his grave or anything when I sing this. We used to make some pan bread, that homemade Seminole pan bread, and stew some of that wild hog, a little bit of that swamp water down in it, a little bit of some pepper, and maybe a little bit of onions. And kind of make it juicy, kind of like pot roast, pork roast. Pretty good stuff. You don't know what you're missing. I caught that wild hog, you sing them back in your song. I ate him up between fried bread. Now he's gone to the flame. There was wild hog and corn oak thick in the wild hog. Shogunagnosha.
Thank you.
Probably some of the rivers of America. I know that there are beautiful rivers like Mississippi, Colorado, and many different rivers that we have in America. Swanee River is one of the prettiest. It's flowing right by here. And I was sitting over there earlier today, a couple hours ago, and I was thinking about that, and I started writing a little bit. And by that time, Okefenokee Joe, anybody knows Okefenokee Joe? He happened to come by, and I said, won't you give me a couple lines here to this thoughts that I'm putting on a piece of paper here. He looked at it and gave me a couple lines on there. Let me see if I can do it. Cool my tongue, quench my thirst. If there's a friend, it's got to be you, my last or the first. River, life giver, thank you that you always flow clean and pure. River, life giver, pretty Swanee, pretty Swanee. That's for sure. Pretty Swanee. My tongue, quench my thirst. If there is a friend, it's got to be you, my last or first. River, you always flow clean and pure. Pretty Swanee, pretty Swanee, you're so pretty, that's for sure. You're so pretty, that's for sure. Pretty Swanee. Thank you. That a couple hours ago with Okefenokee Joe. Speaking of water, river, way down in the Everglades where I was born and raised, my son, we grew up around in South Florida, especially out there, way out there in the swamps in the Everglades. That's where we call home. And that's where I love it. That's where I love to be. We grew up on garfish, mudfish, deer meat, bear meat, panther, a time or two. Maybe the state of Florida might get us, but we don't do that for fun or anything like that. We did it. We do it out of respect. And it's been a long time since we did that with the panther. We do a lot of respect to those animals. We do not abuse any animals. We take what we need. We just use what we get. We do not hurt or abuse any animals. I wish everybody would learn that, and America would be a better place to live in and a cleaner place to live in America if we could do that. I wrote this song called Blackwater Bayou. Dolan, the genie, she died. If you ever get the urge, go down to the Blackwater Bayou. Maybe your days are long and lonely, like the cries of a whippoorwill makes you feel so blue. Waits down in the Blackwater Bayou. Where a Seminole Indian feels home, there at the Blackwater There at the Blackwater Bayou, swamp birds, panthers, black bears greet you. Elijah's call. Go on down to the Blackwater. Go on down to the Blackwater Bayou. Hey, Chunky, take us down to the Blackwater Bayou. Water by you.
the swamps of the Everglades, where I really love to be. Thank you. You know, some of the names that kind of Osceola, Wildcat, Alligator, Micanopy, all those names. But Jumper, the name Jumper, ancestry goes a long ways back to the times when we were struggling to survive. Just to survive here in our homeland. We loved our homeland and we wanted to be at home here in Florida. We didn't want to bother anybody. We minded our own business, our own livelihood. But the U.S. government had different mind otherwise, and it kind of brought us to a lot of problems here in the southeastern part of the United States almost 200 years ago. There's a young lady here that's a great ancestor of the Jumper. I'm going to ask her to come up here and kind of elaborate a little bit. And we're going to sing a song called Ballad of Josie Jumper.
I just said that's a greeting in Megasugi. I just said hello. It's good to be here. And my great-grandfather was Chief Jumper, and he was one of the chiefs that started the Second Seminole War, the longest war. We had three major wars with the United States, and that was the longest and the costliest, and he started the war. As a matter of fact, he was also chief to Osceola. And so the song that he's going to sing, they're going to sing, is about my dad. And that was Chief Jumper's grandson. Chief Jumper took his family way into Chokoloskee area, and my dad grew up in the 10,000 islands. And then later on, he came out, and he traveled a lot as an alligator wrestler with the fairs and carnivals and stuff. He put on shows and he traveled the world. And I just wanted to tell you about that Josie Jumper was my dad. And I grew up in Big Cypress, and that's my home. And my name is Daisy Jumper in English. My Indian name is Apiti. If you can say Bon Appetit, you can say my name. So Appetit, it means shadow, and I'm known as Shadow Jumper. So thank you.
Raising children with his wife in the swamps of the Everglades, a place where Seminole Indian calls home, hunting for food and trap for his pay. He knew every tree in the swamp. He could talk to the wind and the rain, like a panther waiting for his prey. Swift like a deer, he knew no pain. Josie Jumper, where have you gone? Josie Jumper, you are to be known among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, and Sam Jones. Thank you. The footprints is all we see. And the swamps where you set your trap. Children waiting for you to come home with something to eat and presents wrapped. Now that you're gone, never anymore to come home. Your days are all gone, I see. Never anymore you will roam. Joe's Jumper, where have you gone? Joe's Jumper, you are to be known. Among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, and Sam Jones. Joe's a Jumper, where have you gone? Joe's a Jumper, you are to be known. Among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, Jim Billy, and Sam Jones. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us. We're going to do one more here and call it a day. And I hope that you will enjoy the evening next day. And it's good to be a part of this Florida Folk Festival here at beautiful White Springs. Here's a little song that we do. It's called a traveling song. It's part of the medicine. And it's kind of sacred. Years and years ago, most of the Seminoles and Miccosukees never really came out to the public with any of the medicine songs and anything to do with medicine. But it's more and more out into public these days. And we're going to sing it to you. It consists of four colors when you sing this song. And also it speaks about the spider. I don't know why you speak about a spider or sing about a spider. Only thing I can tell is that, you know, spiders make their webs. And long ago, during the war times, the spider webs and the spiders sometimes could tell the Seminoles, just like maybe tuning into a TV or radio. Nature told the Seminoles about a lot of things. And one of those natures was spiders that could tell the Seminoles if the soldiers had pass through a particular path and things like that. I imagine maybe one of those. Like I said, I'm not really sure. But the spider is in this song, and that's what we're going to sing about. And it's usually not sung in English either, but I'm a little bit outlawish myself, so I'll do that for you too so you can understand what we're saying. Acho thancho bi laknika yan yale yan yale yan yale yan yale Acho thancho bi titistika yan yale yan yale yan yale yan yale Acho thancho bi hakika yan yale yan yale yan yale yan yale Acho thancho bi lochika yan yale yan yale yan yale yan yale Big yellow spider Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Big red spider. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Big white spider.
fighter. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Big black spider. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Fish, 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 fish.
Thank you very much for listening to us, and we sung that song. Everybody that's in here today, I hope that you will have a prosperous journey in your life, and a very good friendly journey when you go through your life. And America is one of the best places to do that. So I hope that you will have a good day and a prosperous journey in your life. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Shana Bera.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, what a treat.